It's a madness. I feel like, genuinely, for me, I feel like it's first of all important for people, for you to love the person you're in love with. And what I mean by that is, it's for you to be friends with the person.
Only fools rushing, and I ain't here falling in love with I'm excited to be back here with an amazing episode with conversations. I started the conversation series where it's a conversation with people who are close to our reality, people who are figuring out life just as we are. And today I have Buomono with me here.
Do you know that's not how my name is pronounced?
How is it pronounced?
Buomono.
What have I said?
Buomono. Buomono.
Buomono.
Buomono. You just can't do it. But that's the thing about adjusting to life in Kampala. People can't pronounce our names.
Does it mean?
My name is Onan. Buomono means conquer women.
Conquer?
Conquer women. So it means two things, according to what I've been told. And my actual research, obviously, because I'm not that big of an actually. But it means one, overcome struggle. And number two, conquer women, which is really the same thing.
And which of the two have you fulfilled?
Neither.
In the prophecy.
Neither. Women have conquered. And I'm still in the struggle.
You're still in the struggle. Buomono.
Buomono.
Anyway, it's Buo.
Yeah.
It's today we're in the month of love. So I thought it would be interesting to have a conversation about love. To you, what's your definition of love? If you were to define love, how would you define it?
Damn. Okay, I'm not even sure how to answer that question because let me tell you. Growing up, from wherever I've learned, or just looking at people, people define love in ways that relate to them. Mm-hmm. And it's different from being there for someone. Some people define love as being able to provide. I don't think I figured it out. I don't feel like there's a point in my life when I will, because I find my definition of love varying depending on the person who I'm referring to it to. Does that make sense?
Oh. So like, it depends on the person you're loving, or it depends on who you are with the person you're loving?
I think a bit of both. Because, like, with some people, despite the fact that there's love, you feel love in there. You have deep affection for them. They have such a deep regard for you. But you can't be yourself fully around them. And with others, you can.
But and is both of those scenarios love to you?
It is. I feel like it is, because what stops it from being?
How do you love someone you can't be yourself with?
I don't know. The same way my parents love me. The same way I love my parents. It's also some friends. I don't know. I think, in the grand scheme of things, if I was to define love, for me, it's just being there. That's it.
Just showing up.
Just being there. Just showing up, not just when it matters, but even when it doesn't. Just being there. Presence in almost every moment.
Okay, so that's how you would define the way you love people, I think. Is it the same when it comes to how you feel love?
How I feel
love. I feel like those two are different because I can love someone, right? And because to me, love is being there for them. I'm going to be there for them regardless of anything, right?
Sure.
But maybe that's not how I receive the love. Do you find that for you, the times you've been in love, that's been, the two are the same?
No.
Giving and receiving love?
No. It's never the same because people can only love you the way that they have been loved. And if they haven't been loved the way that you feel like you've been loved before and should give love out, they just won't do the same for you. So for me, it's even been different in the way I receive it because I've learned to adjust my definition for how a certain person will treat me based on who they are.
Yeah.
I don't have to change you or your experiences. Sometimes it's just as simple as accepting that you are.
Yeah, like you accept them to be who they are and then you meet their loving from where they are as a person.
Yeah, man, because I found you that way. That's the reason I fell in love with you the way I did. Mm-hmm. But it also doesn't mean you should carry all your demons.
Now, that's the part I'm wondering about because we can say all these things, but I think all of us have some certain trauma we are facing because our parents also had their own trauma. So they didn't teach us unconditional love. They taught us the love they knew, like you said, right?
Yeah.
But if you're loving someone and they're coming with all these demons, as you call them, how do you pick and choose?
Guys, it's personally, and this is just from how I feel, the way you have lived thus far doesn't define you.
Mm.
You have such a long life to live, even if your life from now, even if my life is just 2 days from now, for me, I feel like that's the longest time on earth I have to determine who I want to be from that point on. And if I've met you and I fell in love with you for who you are, then that's a turning point. For me, in my life, that's a turning point when I met you and that feeling existed, that more than a feeling. Existed at that moment. I feel like it's a turning point for me. Everything that mattered to me back then, I'm looking at that. The demons that I was carrying, the baggage that I was carrying, I'm not going to carry it on and dump it on you. That, here, you said you love me. Deal with this shit. And I feel like for the people coming into my life, it should be the same. Because, I am 100% willing to be there, to listen to what you've gone through. But that can't go on for the rest of our lives. Why you're figuring out why things were then. You're missing out on everything that has happened.
Yeah.
You're missing out on who you could have become in the time that we're together, in the time you've met me, in the influence you've had in my life. You're not seeing that because you're still stuck on, this person didn't treat me well. Oh, this person didn't treat me well. Bro, I'm not bringing that baggage into your life. I just want you to experience me as a fresh human being. To see the joy in being with me without thinking of, oh man, what if you leave me? What if you start loving me conditionally? What if you start feeling some type of way about, what if you feel like I'm not enough? Wow, I'm here.
Like I'm here right now.
See me, be there. Because I think me and my girl always say, be present, be here. And that's like, it could be my mantra for like the next 10 years. Be present, be here. It's a very simple thing. Don't be in your head. I'm right here in front of you. Be with me. Don't be on your phone when you're around me. Be here. This is our life right now. Be here. Don't be at work all the time, man.
Make time.
Be here. You get?
Yeah.
And I feel like my need to achieve the presence and the being here, it's a big way of harm. Seeing love right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I told you, man. It just feels like love for me feels like just being there.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you. I've been practicing the whole thing of presence. I think we talked about this sometime about like spirituality. Like for me, I've been practicing it in the sense of spirituality. But now that you talk about it, I see it coming in even the way you love someone. But one thing about being present and like the unconscious patterns that we have or our trauma and shit that we act out on, I feel like it tends to act out more in intimate relationships, because intimate relationships tend to trigger a lot of the things we think we've healed, or we think presence is actually really hard to practice, right? Like if, let me say you're dating someone and you have trust issues and you see something that maybe makes you like question their loyalty, let me say, and it has nothing to do with who they are or something, but it has more to do with the experience you have gone through and the scars that you're coming with. And usually when you're in that place in terms of intimate relationships, those things trigger you way more than opposed to like a friendship, right? Because in friendships, it's the same way we give a lot of leeway in our friendships. Someone fucks up 1,000 times as a friend, but man, that's your homeboy.
This is my bad day.
Yeah, that's my bad day. But intimate relationships tend to trigger us a lot and bring out things we haven't healed. So how do you feel you balance that, like the triggering and the... A lot of healing is done as well within intimate relationships, because you can't heal something you haven't become aware of. So intimate relationships bring you to awareness of all the shit you're dealing with. But then how are you able to balance that out with knowing that... Man, even if she's screaming at me, it's coming from her trust issues, I love her, what, like bringing yourself back to the presence.
I don't think I have.
Mm.
I genuinely don't think I figured that out. Because I struggle with that a lot. And like, this is genuinely the first relationship I've been in where there's a need to actually have a conversation. We need to talk about this. It's not a thing we're going to let pass or just assume it's okay or just wait to let it down in their mouth. Nah.
Mm.
Tell me how you feel. Let me tell you how I feel. Let's not shout. Let's listen to each other. And that takes so much effort.
Yeah.
That takes, because genuinely, sometimes, even me, I'm a moist human being. Sometimes I have the maddest insecurities. And honestly, it's not even because of her. It's just my shit. This is now my baggage manifesting in that situation where I should be like, bro, just break. Pause here. But she'll take time and listen. So when she has her insecurities, the least I owe her, I feel like, it's just to listen. To listen, actually understand without feeling the need to defend, which I also had to learn. You get, because sometimes someone tells you, oh, I feel this way, and just, no, but, why do you feel like this? That's not the case. But genuinely, I don't feel like I balance that well. It's a thing I'm genuinely struggling with. And it's like over two years of knowing this person, and constantly working on communicating, on being able to talk and creating an open space, we call it a bubble, where it's just me and her that exist, and everything is here. So nothing else outside our space matters. Nothing else is supposed to affect it. But keeping that bubble intact is dangerous, because sometimes the insecurities fall from it and start poking holes into it, and other things start to matter. It shouldn't be that way. I don't know. I'm not doing well, man.
Doing, like, for me, when I hear you say that, it's like, I think you bring out an amazing point for me that I'm learning, even from like watching my parents' marriage, is that love is work. Like, if you want it, because you say you're struggling, but then you're talking about doing it at the same time. You're talking about practicing it, right? Yes, of course, you fall short in anything. I mean, you've been wired in a way for like years, and now you're trying something. But what made it... This brings me into like the next thing, like how did you know you were in love, or what made it different for you that this is a relationship, for example, where like, let me try to approach this consciously, let me be intentional. I think a lot of times our love is not, as we grow up, we don't have intentional love, where it's like, no, I'm being like intentional about loving this person. Like you've been saying, holding space for them and doing this, but what made it different? Was it just because of the place you were at in your own personal journey? Was it something about her? Was it like, what was it? Was it different?
You asked so many questions, right? and
no, this is from what you were talking about.
Okay. You asked me so many questions I genuinely haven't thought of in a long time. You know, the point in my over 2 years of knowing this girl that I call her my colleague, that in that space of time, the two spots in where I realized I was in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't say it. Because like in the middle of her talking about two specific stories, in the middle of her talking about them, I just blanked out. And I didn't hear anything else she said. And I felt the maddest sense of calm. And I was like, yo, I haven't felt like this around anyone in such a long time. At a point where I have no money to speak of, at a point where I have no idea how I'm getting to work tomorrow, at a point where I am so worried about my life going right that I don't see beyond that thought, and I just felt a sudden sense of calm. I didn't hear a thing she said, but then after she was done, I weirdly knew everything she had talked about, and I loved her more, and I just looked at her and tell you this now, I don't know how it goes, so I'll hold up.
At that point, were you dating?
I wasn't. We weren't dating. The first time we weren't dating. We weren't. The second time, I think we were.
You wanted to ask about the second time, because you said there were two.
Yeah, the
two
second points. Time, I think we were dating at that point. I still hadn't told her I loved her. So but it took me so long, because both times it was things that she was saying that had nothing to do with her. And it was stories that really hurt her, but the way she was saying them weren't vindictive.
Mm.
They weren't in a way that is talking shit about the other person or just blaming them for everything. It was just like a telling of events. Like, this is what happened. This is how the other person felt. This is how I felt. And you know, moved on. The first time I realized was when she was telling me how much she liked me, because I was so different. But the second time was like another story. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Because the first time she could remember the day we met. And I didn't remember that, because I thought we had met much later, because I ignored her. The first time we met, I was dating someone else. So me, it didn't even cross my mind that I'd seen her. I was like, right, it's another girl gone out of my head. Like, the second time I met, I was a single man. I was these streets.
You're chilling.
I was for the streets. I think that's when I remembered, but I was like, again. And I ignored her. But then, I don't know, it took so long for me to get to a place where, because I realized with her things were different. In number one, the way she talked to me. She wasn't talking to me like she was belittling me, but
mm-hmm.
like she wanted a partner. And she saw a valuable partner in me. Like, there's something I can do for you, and there's something you can do for me. If we work together, we can make this life thing work, because you make mine better, and I make yours better. So,
did you reach that point when you were still friends, or this is after you started dating? Like, were you able to see these characteristics in her before you realized, yeah, I want to make this person my girl, and...
Yeah.
This was before.
Yeah, I did, but I wasn't ready for so many things, man. Like, with her, I wasn't ready for a lot of things. A lot. Even me accepting to myself that, yo, you want to date this girl.
Mm-hmm.
It took so long. Then me asking her took even longer. Like, to a point when she had even said, bro, I'm done. I'm done being in this situation.
And then you come back and like, okay, now I'm ready.
I'm here. In the future, me.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, back to like what you were saying. So, since you guys had like a relationship before, I want to ask, do you think there's a difference between loving someone and then being in love with them? Did you think there was a difference for you in terms of the way your relationship progressed, the way you, when you loved her and then being in love with her?
Yeah.
There's a difference?
Big, big difference. There's a thing my colleague always says to people who are important to her. Loving you or missing you And I love that. I think it's phenomenal because it's two levels to that. When she tells you she loves you, it's on a deeper level as a friend. For me, that's deep because the first priority in our relationship is to be friends. Like, you're my friend first.
Yeah.
Come from you, you're my friend first.
Yeah, I remember one time Bo said that. he was like, man, Belinda, this girl likes me. like she doesn't like me. Like, she just likes me because I'm me. That's it.
It was so weird.
It was so funny the way he put it. It's just like, man, this chick likes me. Like, I don't understand it. But she likes me.
It was so weird to me. Like, bro, what are you doing? As in, why do you like me like this? I didn't get it, but as like a friend, it's such a big deal for us to love each other as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then once in a while, when she's super moist, she's like, I'm in love with you. That is different, because then I'm like, oh, but I'm a man. Oh.
Yeah.
It's a madness. I feel like, genuinely for me, I feel like it's first of all important for people, for you to love the person you're in love with. Mm. And what I mean by that is, it's for you to be friends with the person you're with.
Uh-huh. No, I was like, repeat, that's how I it's important for you to love the person you're in love with, yeah.
It's so important. There's no two ways about it, because me and my colleague keep talking about this all the time, because we see people in this Kampala who don't like each other.
Yes.
But they're together. I'm like, why though?
Yeah.
Why? Is it comfort? Is it that you keep too late to find someone else? And I get it, by the way. Sometimes genuinely too much energy to go out on the streets again.
Mm-hmm.
It genuinely is.
Yeah.
But you don't like each other. And you're wasting so much time being unhappy with each other. Yet you could just genuinely find your buddy, your actual friend.
Yeah.
Be good.
So when you were talking, you said something about saying like, but I'm a man. And that's something I wanted to ask. Expressing vulnerability in the relationship. Because I think vulnerability is a big part of love.
It is.
How do you approach that as a man?
I feel like I'm the wrong guy to ask. Because
no,
I know, clearly. I know, but like, I use that, I'm a man, because my old housemate,
uh-huh.
Everything he did was so manly. he was such a man.
Yeah.
I used to be so much fun with him. So the thing is, I've always been a moist guy. Like, I'm so moist. Sometimes I listen to a song and I cry. Last Sunday, I think, I met Ragadi and I wept.
I saw your photos with lipstick on my lips.
I was so ashamed. I was being a little bitty hoe. Some girl was like, oh, you look nice, come here, lipstick. And I went to a lipster. I didn't realize I had lipstick. So disappointing. Anyway.
I saw you.
I met Ragadi,
yeah.
And I wept. I watch movies, and if a moment is sweet, catch me in this thing. Sometimes I listen to songs and generally just. I'm generally just...
And you're comfortable sharing that part of you even with other people, yeah?
And then you have to understand. I'm also a big man.
Yeah.
I'm also quite the big man. So it goes two ways. Yeah, I'm a big man, but I can shed a few tears, you know.
Was that something that came from your childhood? I'm just like, did it come from like childhood? Was it something you learned? Or do you think certain people bring it out better in you?
I think there's certain people.
Certain people
do bring it out better in me, because I feel like as a kid, you didn't mention physical strength, but I've always loved fighting.
Yeah.
It's a genuine hobby of mine that no one understands, which is pretty cool, because like when I was younger, I used to leave home and go out to like play, and I had like those village friends. And once in a while, we generally just be stressed about some childish shit. Like, man, I haven't eaten today. I want to go home, but I fought with my brother, so my grandma would beat me. And then you can't go on for the whole day. So it's just like stupid shit like that. Like, guys, like, man, even me, man, they just came here. You want to fight? And I'm like, yeah, bro. So we'd fight and then go home. Just we'll fight. After fighting, we know about that. We just chill. Climb up a mango tree, eat some mangoes, and leave. But then I've always felt the need to verbally reassure people who are important to me. And it wasn't happening a lot in my family because, you know, like African families, there's not too many emotions being discussed. Now it's a bit more open because I tell my mom, mommy, I love you. And she's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, no, mommy, I love you. What do you want me to say?
I've never said I love you to my parents.
That's crazy, man. You need to. You just make them uncomfortable. Put your dad looking directly down like, daddy, I love you.
He'll be so shocked. I don't know what he'll do.
I don't even panic. Nothing. Don't panic.
Just be like, I love you.
Yeah.
He'll be so uncomfortable.
It's one of the things I just wanted to do. Because me loving you is not in the dark, by the way.
Yeah.
I love my friends so loud. And to a point where it makes someone even better come. Because if I see you after a while, I'm going to give you a hug. I'm just going to give you a hug because that's just guy, girl. I don't care. It's just how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see you. That's like, it's. There's no point in bottling up how you feel as a human being because you wouldn't have those feelings if they weren't meant to be felt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying every feeling should be acted on. Just saying love is beautiful, man. Harry Potter should be that.
Yeah. Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter should be that. And you talked about me dating and posting. I used to do that so much.
You used to.
So much, my God. But anyway, the thing is, the thing about African perceptions of relationships is that everything should end in marriage.
Mm.
Yeah, if it didn't end in marriage, it was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's not the case, man. I believe everything, literally every single thing, comes to an end. Where that thing will be, I don't know. Might be death.
You think I'd leave your side, baby? You know me better than that.
That was it for this episode of Can We Talk? That was part one of the conversation with Bo. And I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. Episodes usually come out on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, the second part of the conversation will be out. This is just a little Valentine's episode. Hey, what? But yeah, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and to follow us on Anchor. Or to follow us on any of the platforms you listen to, as well as our social media. We're on Instagram as Can We Talk Podcast with underscore. Like it's Can We Talk underscore under each of the words podcast. And yeah, I hope you tune back in for part two of the conversation with Bo as we continue to talk about love and relationships. See into me.